Okay. Last time we discussed the Tana'e Hachzara, and we noted that La Lacha, the Rama is Machmir, that in order to forbid Hachzara, aside from Garva Katan, you need to have Tarta V'Tibusa. It has to be both Oda V'Yado and Daita Lachzira. And it can't be Menecha Gabi Karka, can't even Lachachila be Menecha Gabi Sach. So we discussed that the Mishnah Berura says, to be Evan, is what to rely on, it's fine if you have one and not the other, as long as it's not Menecha Gabi Karka. If you're lacking Daita Lachzira, or if it's not Oda V'Yado, but you have the other tonight, then the Evan is what to talk about to allow the Hachzara under such circumstances. But Lachachila, you need both. We kind of noted last time, but I want to flesh this out a little bit more, that many posts can assume that if you're putting something on a kisei v'safsal, so you're putting something on a shelf, on a countertop, and you're holding on to it, you're not letting go, but it's the bottom is on the countertop proper, that would still be considered to be Oda V'Yado. We saw last time Moshe with Mekel Ivel El Gabi Karka, that if you put it on the ground and you're holding on to it, that's considered Oda V'Yado, that's not called Tinich El Gabi Karka, so that's the bigger Kiddush. But at least as far as Shulchan and Safsal, which anyway is to be divided Lipshit on the Gemara, where there's more to be Mekel about, that many posts would say if you put it on the countertop and you're holding on to it, that's considered Oda V'Yado, that doesn't have a din of Tinich El Gabi Safsa. The Shvus Yitzchak thinks that this is machlokes in how to understand the Yerushalmi. He says machlokes korban eda, and the way he understands the Be'er Agra. The Yerushalmi, we have seen this previously, but the Yerushalmi has a line, Nolo mivayo machzir mivayo, Nolo mishachashecha machzir mishachashecha, Nolo Nibayom, the Kiddush Shalav Hayom, Reb Simon, Ditari, B'Shem Reb Oshia, Hinichu Ba'aretz, Aser Letaltalo. And then, skipping a few lines, then the Gemara has Tali B'Yase V'Nasno Agave Safsal. If you either hang it on a peg, you put it on a bench, Nemar, Imayam Mefucham, if it's still hot, Motur V'Mlav Aser. On Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Marye, the Shalom Heavier's Yadim Imenu. That's talking about where you didn't remove your hand from it. Avalim Heavier's Yadim Imenu Aser. So it sounds like that's going on the case of Tali B'Yasei Naso Gabi Safsal. If you didn't remove your hand from it, Mutter, if you removed your hand, then it's Aser. Says the Korban Eda, the Shalom Heavier's Yadim Imenu Kolomar. If you're putting it on a peg and you're still holding on to it, that's going to be mutter. But if it's on the peg and you remove your hands, that's aser. So Kerbin Eder seems to be saying that's the need of Nishami. Shami is saying the heter of Taliyu B'Mako or Nusno Agabi Safsal is only if you're still holding on to it. But if you're holding on to it and Tiniyachol Gabi Safsal, that's going to be mutter. And he points out the Gon, quotes Yerushalmi, the Be'er Agra, and he says, that line of Rabbi Yochanan of Hevri Yadam Imenu is Mashma Kedas Sarama. So he seems to understand that the Lo Hevri Yadam Imenu is a separate nukuda that's coming lafuka hinichol gabe karka. Hinichol gabe karka saser. If you're holding on to it, that's not hinichol gabe karka, but it's not modifying taliyu biyase. In which case, you have no evidence to say that holding on to it while putting it on the surface is still considered to be holding on to it. So Shus Yitzchak quotes from Rav Yashiv is machmir, that if you put it on a bench, even if you're still holding on to it, that's not considered Oda V'Yado. But Rabbi Karp is Mekel. Rabbi Karp thinks that the Pashas of Yishami is our way. Rabbi Willig is Mekel. My sense is that the more accepted sock is to be Mekel, to allow you to put something down on a counter while holding on to it, even lechachila, now gabi karkav, at least on a counter, and that's considered od v'yada, that doesn't have a din of inichu al gabi safsa. Yeah.
Can I explain what the
Gra thinks
of Yerushalmi
said? The way Rabbi Karp reads the Gra, that line is not modifying Talu B'yaseh. That's an independent line, that the heter is only, the heter of Hatzar is only the case where Lo Hevri Yadu Mimenu, but Hevri Yadu Mimenu meaning Inichol Gabi Karp is Aseh.
So let's say you put it, wouldn't that be
Gerabosh
Kula if you put it on Gabi Karka, but not
every
other
Mimenu,
then it's still okay?
No, that'll be yes, that's
every
other
Mimenu
is Lafuke al Gabi Karka.
So it's just a repetition of the first one, of Rabbi Shimon.
It's a repetition of, or an amplification, but yeah.
And
that was the Shvitz Yitzchak? That was the Shvitz presentation of the B.R. Gra. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivra. Okay, Rabbi Karp has another chumrah that I didn't see anywhere else. Doesn't really explain. And it's chiddush. He thinks, let's say I take the challah pot off the blech and I hand it to you. So is that considered to be Oda V'yado? It's not in my hands anymore, now it's in your hands. So he thinks that's not Oda V'yado, and then you can't do Hatzar anymore. That's the Oda V'yado, the person takes it off, and you can't deputize anyone else. Sounds like a chiddush. I didn't see anyone else say that. I don't think that's the psak of the Kubal. Okay, so poskim assume that in a situation where you're lacking the requisite tanai hachzara, then it's going to be usher to put something back on the flame, even if the flame is garuf v'katum. And that's what poskim refer to in a situation where you're lacking the tanai hachzara, and then you would want to put it back on the flame, where you're not allowed to do so. That's called, in the formulations of poskim, either nesina or nesina mechadash. That's like putting it on anew. Hachzara means I'm returning it. It was there, I took it off, and I'm putting it back on. If I'm lacking the tanai hachzara, so to put it back on would be, in essence, putting it back from scratch. Batla shehi rishona. I'm doing something new, and that's what the poskim refer to as nesina or nesina mechadash. But as we'll see, there may be situations in which something which appears to be a nesina or nesina mechadash, in fact, may be mutter. Okay. We referenced last time the position of the Ran that the Ramah references. The Ran is on Dav Yuzayin of Beis Bedat Be'erif, Dibur Maskel U Nihu. The Ran understands, based on the Yerushalmi, that you only require Tanai Hatzara. As long as something is Garv HaKatim, you only require Tanai Hatzara if you remove something Mibod Yom and you return it to the flame Misha Chashecha. That's where you need all the Tanai Hatzara. But if it's on the flame when Shabbos begins and you remove it Misha Chashecha, then even if you're Minechal Gabi Karka, even if you don't have the Tanai Hatzara, you're allowed to return it to the flame. That's based on Yerushalmi you read a moment ago. Nalam ibad yom asim ibad yom, nalam mishach hashecha asim mishach hashecha, nalam ibad yom mechidah shalav yom. That's where you need all the Tanai Hatzara. So you read the Yerushalmi straight, it sounds like the Tanai Hatzara are only relevant in the case of nalam ibad yom, that's your mishach hashecha. But if everything's mishach hashecha, then you don't see any of the Tanai Hatzara, yeah.
Is that cool even if it's not Garv Yom?
That's only if it's Garv HaKatim. Tanai, Garv HaKatim is on a different plane than Tanai Hatzara. Garv HaKatim, that's at the baseline to take care of either Mesnik and Mavashel or Shem Yechate. When it comes to Hatzara, because Hatzara is more Chamor, we have maybe more heightened concern of either of either of these considerations require other tanaim. But those additional tanaim, the Ran says, apparently, you see for this Yerushalmi, or he's reading the Yerushalmi, those tanaim are only relevant where it's nola bibidyom v'chzira mishe chashecha. So that's the Ran based on the Yerushalmi. But he also points out, it's clear that the other Rishonim didn't understand that way. It's clear that Tosas and the Russian understand the way. We saw previously Tosas' position on Mevavim Beis Lamechesam and Beis that Avzar is relevant even on Erev Shabbos. So obviously Tosas didn't understand like the Ran's reading of that Yerushalmi. And Beis Tosas points out that's not Das Rambam Per Gimel Halacha Yud. So even if there is such a Ran, Beis Tosas points out that's not Das Rav HaRishonim. However, the Darkei Moshe in Dalid asterisk of the Darkei Moshe Katzar writes that many were knowing to be Mako like the Ran, that as long as it's on the flame when Shabbos began, and you removed it on Shabbos, v'niyachol gabei karka, as long as it didn't cool down, as long as it was still hot, people were Mako to put it back on the flame. Darkei Moshe Aruch quotes this from the Kalbo. And that's what the Rambam writes here in Se'if Beis, about the midway point in Se'if Beis. V'yesh omrim, the kolze eino aser rak kishenot lemen akim v'vod yom v'lo v'zirim ad shechashecha, aval im lachu misham v'shechashecha afilu v'nicho gabi karka mutter ran. Kolbo, v'cheinogin l'hakil v'tanurim shalanu sheish lehem din kira v'som k'malei on l'dirim akilim v'tov l'hachmir miu in nithane l'kulayam l'aser. So if it cools off, then even the Ran would agree it's aser. As long as it's still not nithane, according to the Ran, mutil asir even ikul gabe karka, and many were makel to follow that. However, the Ramah says, Tov Lahafmir. Says in Mishavura, Sifkatan Samat Zayin, Tov Lahafmir, why? Ki harve posum chalkam amaran, as we just saw. The O, ki beisosi silver shigam aran lo hitur el al gabi kira, below besocho. Kam bagan of Ram, inside the ki beisosi against the Ran. Kol makom nireh sheyesh zechus al haminag ki kvar nisbar b'posim she'ein leser chazar alam ken yesh chom shakderi yanasa rosachas minachom v'zeit masa kol kach al ken ein lefakbek v'zeh he says it's a matzoi that the chom is going to get to a level yasled espo. So that's not as the mice in Artunum, which are going to be yasled espo even as the day goes on. But that is, this Ran is the basis for the Rama records was such a minag to be mekel. Okay, come back to the Ran in a moment. Now, the reference here was you can only entertain Bimeka like the Ran if it's not Nisane. So this is referenced once earlier, once later. We had noted this last episode, we'll come back to, which we're doing presently. In the initial presentation of Tanai Afzara, in the beginning of Sif Beis, it says, the Mechaber says you're allowed to be Mafsir Kozman Shehiro Sachas. If you have the Tanai Achzara, you can return something to the flame as long as it's still hot. And then the Ramah writes in Sifhei, the Mechaber says at the beginning of Sifhei, Mutur Lase Sal Pikader Scham Bishab is Tavshish and Espashel. The Erev Shabbos called Tzarcho. So you have a pot and you want to put food that's already been cooked on top of the pot, kagon pandish, l'chamaman, l'fish ein derech bishav l'kach, as long as you don't run into a mana problem, that's going to be usher. So you could put your food that you want to heat up on top of a pot of food where the pot itself is on top of a flake. Says Rambam, Yesh matirin litein l'soch tanur sha'afu bo mevad yom. Some say you can place this food that you want to heat up into a tanur that was already used on Friday. Because there's no active heat source. So by the time Shabbos comes, there's minimal hevel left. And we're not worried about bishul. Ublavad shelo nistan and legamri. As long as that the temperature in this tanur, as long as the food that you're putting into the tanur hasn't fully cooled off. Okay, so what are these considerations that hafzara would only be permissible where something hadn't cooled off? Lashon Amayim Sif Beis Bavashel and Nistanein, Lashon Mechaber and Sif Beis was called Manchi Rasachas, and then again the Ramadi are there within the Ran of Lo Nistanein. So says the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Lamibav, Gazan Sifhei Shalom Nitzanein Afil Bedarish Einbo Merek, the left by Mushum Bishal, even if there's no liquid. So you might have thought the whole concern is only if you're putting back a double lach. If you're putting back a double lach, even if it's a spashal called sarfo with a cooled off, Yesh Bishal Akar Bishal. So nothing to do with Shiach Zara, you're worried about Bishal Mamish. And that's why, if it's nistanein, you can't return it to a heat source, even if there's no achzar problem. Magen Rav says, no. Even if we're not talking about a davar lach, and we're not worried about bishul achar bishul, still, asurim nistanein, tahave leikim aniach lekira lechachila b'shabbos, to asur, delavitir lachzara. Once it cools off, so then, batla shiur rishona, once it cools off, you're doing a new act of hachzara. You're doing the Sina Mechadash, and that's going to be Aser. Irrespective of whether there's a Chashash Bishol per se. So if it's Nistanein, then the Shaykh to the original Shehiya is gone, and you're doing a Nisina Mechadash, which is going to be Aser, even if it's Garav Akatum. So says Magen Avraham. Rabbi Kar points out, page Reikov Beis, that this is mavur in a ritva as well, that this consideration is relevant even when we're not worried about bishul. The ritva lama chesam and beis diber maskel v'asikna. The asikna delo nitzara chazara alkira gufak tuma alakishenasin v'karkevein daita lahaksir. Okay. The Ritva we said was Makel that you don't need both of the Tanai Yatsara. The Kulu Ida Chavu Baitel Ishtato Lukula. Disu Durabanu. Right? That's the Ritva that Maker Adin or the Dina, as long as the only time that you stop the clock on the Yatsara is with Nasa Bakarka and Ein Daitel Asira, fine. Will become Makom, even though the Ritva is a minimalist in terms of the Tanai Achzara, Mukha Chasugyan, Divi'in and Shiatsi Rana Kodim Shet Tetzvan Ligamri. Still, you can only do Achzara if you're returning to the flame before it's Nitzdan and Ligamri, the low Lassi Kimavashal. Because if it's Nitzdan and Ligamri, we're worried about Maxi Kimavashal. If it's totally cooled off, you're putting it onto a heat source, even if it's Garva Katam, we're worried about Matsi Kemavasho. So it's inherently one of the Tanai Yatsara that it can't be cooled off, irrespective of any consideration of Bishel Achar Bishel. So be relevant not only with Davar Lach, but with Davar Yavesh as well. That's the Ritva, and that's what the Magen Avraham says here on Sif Hei. Mishabura in Verlacha, the end of the Sim at Yir Maskul Bovad, points out the Gon Beragra here on Sif Hei. On that line, Ubilvad, Bilvad's not Nistain Lagamri, says three letters. Kanal. So what does Kanal mean? So the Mishavur understood the Kanal of the Gon is Kanal in Se'if Beis, where we saw the Mechaber says Hatsar is only mutter if it hasn't cooled off, called Man Shehi Rosachas. Says the Gon there, Afal Gad Ein Bishel Akar Bishel, Midamutu Lazir Bishabis Binitstanein, Yesh Bishel. It says the Mishabura, Ubalvajal and Nisan and Lagamri. He quotes the Magen Avraham that we just quoted. He says, Avalbabir Gra, Kasa Bulvad Kanal, Russell Lomar, that Tam Kamosha Kasa Rasif Bays, the Beina Shay Rasaka Stafka, from a Shapir Shagra Shamatam, the Im Nisani Yo Bishel. If it cools off, then we're worried about Bishel Akar Bishel. The chain mash was on the eye of dark emotions because of the double sony knowing it can be so because in the hachmir. So says the Mishabura, the way he understands the Gon is that in Sif Beis, we're worried about Bishel Achar Bishel. So forget about Tanai Yatsara. If we're dealing with something subject to Bishel Achar Bishel and it's cooled off, there's a Bishel problem. And that's only going to be relevant to Davar Lach. If you have a Davar Yavish, that's in Svash, Davar Yavish, that's in Svash, what's our, we're not worried about Bishel Achar Bishel. It says Mishabrua, that's what the Gon is understanding here in the Ramah Sefei as well, where the Ramah says we're only going to entertain returning it into the Tanur Sha'afu Bobo Yom if it's Lo Nisan Lagamri. That's because if it is Nisan Lagamri, we're right about Bishel Achar Bishel. Again, that's only going to be relevant for Davar Lach, not to a Davar Yavish. Then according to the Gon, the way the Mishabrua understands, if we're talking about a Davar Yavish and his Vashel called Tzarcho, then even his Tanya Lagamri shouldn't bother us under these circumstances if other Tanai Yatsara are met, or where is it? There's no need for other Tanai Hatsara. Now, Rabbi Karp points out, I think somewhat compellingly, or at least should be considered, that he doesn't think that's pshat in the goat. The way the Mishnah presents it, you have a fundamental machlokes. If you account for all other tanayot zara, do you still require that the thing you're returning is lo nitzanein legamri? If it's a davar yavish, that's a svashikol tzarcha. According to the Magen Avraham, the way the Mishnah presents it, yeah, we're worried about masik and mevashel, even if it's a davar yavish, that's svashikol tzarcha. According to the Gra, not. So Rabbi Karp thinks that's not necessarily what the canal means. Mr. Bruce, but I'm glad it's back to his read of the canal. He points out that even the Magen Avraham himself, notwithstanding what he writes in Sifkat the Lamed Vav, and in Sif Beis, there the Magen Avraham himself presents that we're concerned about Bishul. Magen Avraham Sifkat in Yutes. The Magen Avraham himself says that the reason if it's no longer Rosachas, you can't be master even without the other Tanayat Zara is we're worried about Bishul HaKabishul. So is that a steer between the Magen Avraham Sifkat and the Magen Avraham Sifkat? In quotes of Prima Gadim, Mishra Sozav, Sifkat in Yagibul says no, that both of these considerations coexist. That in the world of Bishul HaKabishul, if it dips below the point of Yatzel Edisbo, then we're worried about Bishul HaKabishul. But independent of Bishul HaKabishul, that's a context in Sifei where the Lashon is, it can't be Nistanein. So if it's Nistanein, so then we're worried about Nafsik and Mavashul. Then that's off our consideration. If it's low Nistanein, even if it's less than Yatzel Edisbo, then not. So in Sifei's, the bar is Yatzel Edisbo, Rosakas. Then we're right about Bishul HaKabishul. That taka won't be relevant to a davar yavish and a svashikol tzarcha. In Zifei, we're right about Nasik and Mevashel, and that's relevant, Beim davar yavish, Beim davar lach, even if it's already been Nisvashel kol tzarcha. So he says, the Magen Avraham himself has both considerations, and the Gaon may agree to that as well. When the Gaon writes Kanal here in the end of Reish Gimel, Rabbi Karp thinks it's not going back on Sif Beis. Meichat is going back on Sif Beis. If he meant Sif Beis, he should have said Kanal Sif Beis. He thinks, no, Kanal is the very previous, the most recent Yibur Maskel. What's the previous Yibur Maskel? On the words of the Ramah, Delohi Tiru, so who had in Shasra Nikol Gamakira, Dilutiru Ella Khazara, Kanal, Dafka Mavusha Kalitzarko, Khazara Mutter. Afilahaki Biinan Kala Tanayim, the Khazara Dafka, Afila Mitzamak Viralo, Dafka Khazara, the other Binan Sham, Afshin Bishal Khabishal. So Kanal, that you need all the Tanayat Zara, and that includes that it can't be Nitzanei. So that also could be because the consideration of Mefzik and Mevashel is one of the Tanayat Zara, and not just we're worried about Bishul HaKabishul, which would only be relevant to a Davar Lach. So Ricard thinks that the Mishnah Berurah's read of the Gaon is not compelling. And he thinks that really there's no machlokas between the Gaon and the Magen Avraham, and everyone agrees that there's an independent, hachzara-oriented concern if something is nistanein, that putting it back would be a nesina mechadash, that would be us. So, generally speaking, even with the Mishnah Berurah's presentation of the Magen Avraham versus the Gaon, we're choshesh for the Magen Avraham, but Rabbi Karp thinks that even that reading is not necessarily compelling. Now, the original reading of the Gaon, the way the Mishnah Berurah has it, is the basis of the famous kula of the Rav in Boston, known as the kula of the Boston Aran, which is a tziruf of the Ran that we started with, together with this goat, that the Rav was matir to the Baal Batim in Boston to rely on the Ran, that you don't need Tanai Afzara as long as the food was on the flame that was Gar V'Katim on the black when Shabbos begins. For a Davar Yavesh, even if it's Nisayin Legamri, based on the Gaon that Nisayin Legamri on a Davar Yavesh does not pose a problem of Havzara. And therefore the Rav was matir to the Baal Batim in Boston, that as long as something was on the blech when Shabbos began, even if a Davar Yavesh, even if it was taken off, put in the refrigerator, could be put back on the blech on Shabbos morning. And to that effect, I was excited a few years ago when Rabbi Yaakov Jaffe, who is now the rabbi the last number of years of the Maimonides Minyan in Boston, discovered and sent me a copy of the Sabbath rules for caterers of Maimonides School, drafted by the Rav. But I thought I had an exclusive secret document that no one else knew about. But then a few months ago, I saw that Mark Shapiro posted it on the Sfarim blog in one of his entries. So I guess Rabbi Jaffe must have given it to him also. But I'll just read from the relevant section of the Sabbath Rules for Caterers of Maimonides with the Rav's name on top. All the food that will be served warm must be on the stove covering before sunset. The food may be removed from the stove only after nightfall. These may then be placed in the refrigerator. Any solid food, not liquid food or gravy, may be removed from the refrigerator and placed on the stove covering, provided that points 3 and 4, that's what I just read, were attended to. Liquid foods, gravy or soup, may not be placed on the stove covering on the Sabbath. And then one may not take any of the food, vessels, or equipment out of the Maimonides school on the Sabbath. That's independent of the Havzara consideration. Yeah?
Even if you don't learn the Gemara like that, wasn't that what the Taz said?
Even if you don't learn the Gemara like that,
it's only a bishul concern, I think.
Isn't that what the Taz said, that it's only a bishul concern? The Taz in your Gimel?
Yeah. Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's the Taz in your Gimel. But is it... One second. Yeah, is it clear that the Taz wouldn't consider there may be the additional factor of it being at some part of Tanai Yatsara if it's as per Sifhei? I mean, this is the Taz in which that Prima Gadim says, at least Vidas and Magen Avraham, that both considerations may be relevant. So I have to look at it more carefully and see. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe and Minhag HaOlam disagrees with this application. Rav Moshe is Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Dalid. Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Dalid. Hine lahafsir min mekarer ala tanur davar gush and esvash with Shabbos aser lamakim shabshir l'stamim as she has led this bow. Afraka deizman rav. Da'ashav yavish ein b'merik lo shayk b'vishachar bishol. Become akam aser lahafsir afim silka b'shabbos kol shekei b'silka b'er Shabbos. After in his time, and also do can also in after Michalash, also we did Yisra Hatzara, Kibereish Kira. So, based on Magen Avraham, this would be an Yisra Nisina Michalash, independent of any Bishal Achar Bishal consideration, if it's Nistane and Lagamri. And that is the Psak HaMekubal. Now in that post, Mark Shapiro reprints a letter that the Rav Wright wrote in 1959 to Rabbi Erwin Hout that reads as follows, that he said Dr. Graf gave him. Liquids which were cooked or boiled before Shabbos and remained on the covered gas range during Bein HaShemashos may be put back after being removed for the night to the refrigerator on the covered flame on Shabbos morning, provided that the liquid foods do not reach a temperature of Yad Soled Ispo. If, however, the liquids are kept near the flame so that their temperature remains above house temperature, we don't have to be concerned with the aspect of Yad Soled Ispo. So what would this be based on? To be matter putting cold liquids back if it doesn't reach Yad Soled Ispo. So, first, Tzakim Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yuches Sif Yudayin, which is based on Tosfos Mem Chesem and Aleph Dibur Maskol Maishna. So the Mechaber writes Shin Yuches Yudayin Aser Litein Tzonein Alamecham Afilu half shear. You can't put cold water onto a kettle even to take the chill out. Kol shamecham chan kol kach she'ilu ayal manichu sham harbe hayabali de bishol. Dainu she'as led this book. So your interest is you want to put water in on a heat source to cool it off or to take the chill out, and your intention is to remove it before it gets the yas led this book. If you remove before it gets the yas led this book, it's a bishol. The Tosa says you're not allowed to do that. Shadim aniach lagabi mecham kedim aniach keneged amadura. Where you're not allowed to put it if it's going to reach Yad Soled Ispo. Why is that? So that's back in Sif Yudalid. You can put something in a place that's going to reach Yad Soled Ispo even if your intention is to remove it. Afil aniach lo shal ketana shetavik zinasa aser. So that's a gzera that you may forget to remove it. So we don't allow you to put it there l'chachila, even if your intention is to remove it before it comes to Yasla. This well, because you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation, you may come to violate Bishul. So that's what Tosas writes in Memchas. That's reflected there in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yuches Yudalid, and Shin Yudches Yudzayit. Now the Chayadim does say Klal Kaf Sif Yud Gimel. That if you have something that's lo nistan in legamri, you have a liquid that's lo nistan in legamri, and you want to put it next to a heat source having in mind that you're going to remove it before it gets to Yas Ledisbo. So in that case, where anyway there are poskim that if it's loan to Stein Legambi, as per the Ramban, the end of Shin Yuches, that's not a violation of Ishol. Chai Adam says you could be Samech on that, B'makim Sarak Gadol, U'bavad She Yizar Mo'o, Shelo Yaniach La'am O'cham, Harbe, Shelo Yavli De Savichatas. So the Chai Adam is willing to concede, even though it's true, that there's this Gzeira de Rabbanan, that you can't put something in a place where it may reach Yatzel Adesbo, where it be subject to Bishol, even if you have in mind you're going to move before it gets to Yatzel Adesbo. But if you have something that Mikra Din, you wouldn't be Chayiv on even if it reached Yatzel Adesbo, because Mikra Din, let's say, we'll assume the Ramah, that if it's Lo Nistan Lagamri, Ein Bishol Acher Bishol V'davar Lach. So then, if you're going to put it in a place where it could reach Yatzel Adesbo, but you have in mind that you will remove it before it reaches Yatzel Adesbo, Kam Sar Gadol, Chai Adam says there's one to be made of that.
Why can't you let it reach Yatzel Adesbo?
Say that again?
Why can't you let it reach Yatzel Adesbo?
Because then you're going to be violating an Ezer Bishol.
But it's Lo Nistan Lagamri.
It's as we said, the Ikara Din, we're Machmir. Generally speaking, we're Machmir that a dover lach yesh bishach abishal even if it's Lonestan Lagamri. But because the Ramah has such a, because there is such an opinion that there wouldn't be subject to bishal, so here, there's what you make about B'malkom Sarkov. So, back to the Rav's letter.
Who is that? She took herself to permitted Hapsar with liquids?
Permit a Hatzara liquid. So I was just reading a letter that the Rav wrote apparently in 1959 saying that you can, to this recipient of the letter, that if you have a liquid that was Nisbasha Chasaka before Shabbos was on the flame and Shabbos began, then was removed and cooled down, you can put it back on Shabbos morning as long as it won't reach Yatz Ledisba. So then Mark Shapiro quotes a one of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's sons wrote a sefer Yelich HaShuim about his father. Combination English, Hebrew, I never heard about it before, saw it before, but it's on our sarcophagus, so I looked at it last night. So he quotes the following, which is presumably the basis of this letter from the Rav. That the Rav's mother would place cold soup on the hot Shabbos blech and be careful to remove the soup before it became Yatzel Adesbo. Would anyone find 105 degree soup appealing?
Mm-hmm.
It's much cooler than you normally serve soup.
I think it'll still taste pretty good.
Okay, you can add that to your list of experiments. She was not concerned about the Isser Torah, the Isser Chazara, because the Pesach of the Ramah that if food was on the Shabbos black for the duration of Banish Rosh this Friday night, was later removed for the Shabbos blef, there's never Sir Chazara. Fine, that's the Boston Akula. The only question then is whether there's forbidden from the standpoint of Ishul or Bishul. So the Rebbetzin Pesha reasoned that it's permitted to do this on the basis of a Svek Sveka. First of all, there's a Machlokas we showed him as to whether by Dover Lach we say Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. The view of the Chachmei Sfard is that even in Dover Lach we say Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. In this case, when it removes the soup from the Shabbos blech before it reaches the heat of Bishol, then it only becomes lukewarm. And there's a machlokas, Rashi Tosas, whether this forbidden or usher, midir abad, and zeir Hashem yishkaf and zeyagia lidei Bishol. I'm not sure what Rashi the reference is to. The Tosas we saw. So is Rashi explicit that that's not true? Tell me if you, yeah?
I think Rashi said the problem is that it's going to be Magia Lidei Bishol.
Right.
So
you're saying that's Mashma, that if you know for sure that you'll remove it before it gets to Bishol, it'll be okay. So that's okay. If that's
you're saying maybe that's not, could be that Rashi's concerned since it's going to be Bishol, so you have to be Gozer.
Right. But okay, so that's what it says here. So the question in this case revolves only around the Nisr Rabbanan. Rebbetzin Pesha therefore reasoned that it's permitted on the basis of a Svek Sveka. Okay, But I don't recommend trying that at home. That's not the Saka Mikubal. Fine. So leaving aside the Boston or Kula, but we had already referenced last time that the Ran alone, that the Tanai Yatsar are only relevant, only necessary in a case where it was removed before Shabbos, returned on Shabbos. So that, as we saw, is at least a sniff, even if we don't accept that full throttle, lock, stock, and barrel, but is a sniff, as we saw. As we saw, Shmir Shabbos quoted from Shlomo Zalman that there may be a sniff in the case where you remove the wrong pot from the blech on Friday night, you remove the chalim pot instead of the soup pot. So even though you're lacking the daito lefzira, but betzira if the ran, that anyway you don't need daito lefzira in that case, with the fact that maybe that's called daito lefzira because you didn't have a positive das not to be maxir, you thought it was the wrong one. So then, on that basis, Shmir Shabbos was Shabbos Meiko. Parenthetically, Rabbi Simcha Ben Cohen quotes that Rosh Steinberg is Meiko the same way, and the Deborah Senior as well, Chelik Vav Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, Chelik Vav Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. Although the Deborah Senior isn't really ends up being Machner. He was asked to Shaila, he said he's reluctant to be Mako, and his brother, the Betzel HaKochen, got the same Shaila, was reluctant to be Mako. Okay, we saw that might be relevant to also the question of if the flame went out under one pot, if you can move it to a different flame, or if electricity goes out. So in all those cases, the Ran could be used, or at least Post can discuss, and the Ran is a sniff with other factors to be Nakel on the Tanai Hatsar. Okay. Another topic where the notion of Nisini Michadash under what circumstances that might be Mutter comes up is the question of Smicha. Putting something near the flame, or near the Kira, but not on the Kira. So this is the Ibai on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Beginning of the short lines, of the long lines, right? Ibai lehu mahu lismafba. What is the permissibility of being masmich a kedera near the kira? Toch of gaba aser va lismafba shapir dami. Adilma lo shna. So that's the Shaila Gemara. So is the Shaila Gemara regarding Smicha a Shaila about Shehiya, or is it a Shaila about Hatsara as well? If you have a kira that's not garva katam, is smicha mutaris. So the Rif understood that the whole shaila of the Gemara relates only to shehiya and not to hachzara. And And this is one of the Rif's Rayas that we assume like the Chachamim and not like Hananya. Because the Gemara brings a Raya from Brisa about Shehiya. So according to Hananya, then Maksirin Tanan, but there's no Isser Shehiya. And how you bring a Raya from Shehiya to Akzara? So the Rif thinks, no, it's a Raya to a Pasan like the Chachamim and not like Hananya, that Mashin Tanan, and then the whole Nidan here is about Shehiya. And the Gemara is in Misyafes to the question about Smicha when it comes to Hafzara. That's how the Rif understood the Gemara. The Ritva understood otherwise. The Ritva says, Yimasli Bailahu, Vaya Veilamanda Amr Lo Yitain Lo Yeshev and Mutter Lishas Vismicha, Veilamanda Amr Lo Yasir and Mutter Lahafzir Vismicha. So the Gemara Shaila applies both. Linyan Shehiya and Linyan Achzara, are you allowed to be Masmich both for Shehiya and Achzara purposes next to a Kira that is not Grufa Uktuma? So the Ritva understood where the Gemara tries to bring its final Raya, four lines in the bottom, Tashma. Tashma, kira shisikua begefes of the etzim somchem la. That if you have a kira that's lined with gefes etzim, you can do smicha. The aim of kaimin elim kain grufa uktuma. Hey, we said the Ritva. The high mas nisa kirabban and the pligala de chananya. The asri shihia kishaena garfakatam. Afilahachi kasharu lishos bismicha menatzat. That this brisa, this tosaf is assuming like the chachamim, that there's an issur shehiya, it's not garvakatim, and yet this brisa is matir smicha, even if it's not garvakatim. Vitivsha bayan, lamanda amr lo yite lo yisha, avalinina chazara lo tivsha meha. The Dil Mashani Chazara, the American of Ashel, the Yasra Filo Besmicha, came in a group of Tuma. So the Ritva says, it's true that the Gemara Shaila was the Shaila of both Linyan Shi and Linyan Achzara, but the Gemara Pshitusa may only be Linyan Shi and not Linyan Achzara, because Achzara may be more Chomer. Achzara, there may be a more pronounced consideration when it comes to Achzara of the Yerkim of Ashel. Shia is only Mishum Shemichata, Achzara is Mishum the Yerkim of Ashel. So if I masmich something to a kira that's not gar v'katum, I'm not worried about shem yichata, but I may still be worried about. I may not be worried about shem yichata, but I may still be worried about mechsi kemavashel. So I don't necessarily have a pshitusa for the shayla of Hatsara. Lam is Ayin Amun Aleph on the bottom. But the Rivad then says, bottom line, Hilkach, Le'inin smicha b'chazara le'ishita bayan, u'mi'u kevin desveka d'rabanan hi l'kula na'tin b'vashar. So the Rivad says, the Shaila is v'ashi Achzara. The Pshitusa is only v'ashi Shehiya. I could have argued that Achzara is more chomer because Masik b'vashel isn't solved by smicha. Nevertheless, because we're only dealing with a Shaila and a Durbanan anyway, he buys the Ishita and Naktinan Le Kula. So says the Ritva. Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, which you've seen before. Skipping. The kol she'eim achzir and olav ein samchul lo b'shabbos. Whatever you can't do hachzara onto, you can't be masmich next to. So if you can't do Haksara onto a Kira Shein Grufa Ktuma, then you can't do Haksara next to a Kira Shein Grufa the Eina Ketuma. So, however the Rambam learned the Shach Vitari of the Gemara, but the Rambam's bottom line is that the Isser of Smicha applies to Haksara. Says the Magen Avraham, Resh Nun Gimel Sif Katan Hey. This is back on Sif Aleph, where the Machaber tells us in terms of Shehiya that you can be Masmich a Kedera to a Kira She'ena Gufa Ktuma, as far as Shehiya purpose, as far as Shehiya goes. Says the Magen Avraham, there's Sif Katan Hey. The A Matzirin La'olam El Al Gabe Kira Grufa. Hoshe Matzirin La'olam Ein Tzom Kla B'Shabbos Akan Lashon Haramba. Mashma De B'Shabbos Asir Lisma B'Ein Grufa De'Vayi B'Gemara Lo'havi El Aver Shabbos. Tosus writes, Mao Lismach, Be'eno Grufa Kabai, Ve'imas Nisin Lahashas Tanan, Kabai Lahashas Lahaksir. Ve Lahaksir Tanan, Vishari Lahashas Afilatoch of Agaba, Bai Lahaksir Lahashas, Hecha She'eno Vivushal, Kamachal Ben Drusai. If the Mishnah is talking about Lahashos, then the Shaila the Gemara is both Ashi and Haflara. If the Mishnah is Lahasir Tanan, but she would be Mutter, so then the Shaila Gemara is only, the Shaila Gemara is still about She of Haflara, but only if it's Enu Bavusha Kamachal Bin Rusai, where it will be subject to the Isser of Shehiya Mekulayam. This is fleshed out a little bit better or more in the Rashba. The Rashba says, Yibai l'mal l'smach perish, haibai l'kul l'shni. The Shai l'gemara is both according to Chanan and according to Chachamim. Maman amr l'shos t'na'an kabai mahu l'shos b'smicha. Maman amr l'hafzer t'na'an kabai bai l'mal l'smach b'chazara sh'en agrufa. That's the first raya of the Gemara. And that was the Rif's raya that the Gemara is only asking about Shehiya. Mina nishma lechazara lamadam lasir tanan. Whatever you say about Shehiya, say about Zara. Lechena to mefarish v'kulu inat v'kam maisi. The local divir Rif, I see raya mehalifsa command amar lishos tanan. So again, according to the Rif, the whole Shai of the Gemara is only about Shia, not about Aksara, one way or another. According to the Ritva, the Shai is about both Shia and Aksara. We're Poshe that Shia is Aser. Aksara sorry, Posha the Shia's mutter. Hafsar resi vital ifshita, but because we're dealing with the Safi Rabbanan, the Rizva says you could be Mekel. The Rashman tells us to understand the Shaila is both about Shehia and Tafsara, and then we're Mekel both on Shehia and Tafsara. And the Rambam, wherever you learn the Gemara, the Rambam assumes that even if we're Mekel on Shehia, we're Machmir on Tafsara. Now, what would the reason be that we are Mekel on Smicha? So the Mareshet Moshe points out a comment of Rabbeinu Prafya in the Shitas HaKambonim here. Ava Lismoch. Mutala Lismoch Lizos HaKira Shehuska B'Gefes O B'Eitzim. Afa Pi Shelo Garfa V'Lo Kadma. Why? The Elo Zikaron Yeser Mizeh. The Gali Daite She'en Kavanaso Elu Lishmor Chom Kedei Rasa Levad Lo Shia Maher Vishula Klau Da Ein Tachtad B'Chom. The fact that you're dafka putting this outside of the oven and not on the oven, that indicates a clear Gili Das that your whole interest is only to preserve the heat, not to enhance the heat. If you wanted to enhance the heat or increase the heat, you would have put it in the oven or on the oven. And that's why smicha is going to be mutter. But whatever garuf a katum accomplishes in an oven, you're no worse off by being masmich next to the oven. And he points out to Mereshes Moshe, that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah Berurah's presentation in Sifkatan Tazayin. Again, back in Sif Aleph, Lein and Shehia, where the Mechaber tells us that Shehia is mutter v'samach, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan says, Zayin Kedera, Hainu Gamken Afilon is Bashla Shlish, Dekevin de Eno Ella Somich Lambi Vachus Lachamir Aikira Migrufa Tumba Hanal, the Murder Sham Lishaos Afilon is Bashla Kedei Shlish the Hanal. So, there in the context of Shehia, if you're putting it outside of the oven, even if it's not Garver Katum, it's no worse than putting it onside, on top of an oven that is Garav the Katum. The Rashba says a little bit differently. The Rashba writes, this is on Mem Amud Beis, the Emsa Dibur Mikol Mako Mistabra. He says that if you're putting something Keneged Amidura, O B'Kli Rishon She'ein Darkam Shavanei Adav Levashel Kein Rov Hapa Amim Eino Nira Kevavashel El Kamafig Sina. So in the context of Afsara, if you're going to put something samuch, there's no nirak and mevashel. That's not the normal way of cooking something. So if you're worried about shemi yichate, that's what the Bein Prafya says. There's no shemi yichate concern if it's not on or in the oven, even if the oven's not garva katum. And if you're worried about mefsik and mevashel for achzara, the Rashba says there's no mefsik and mevashel if it's not in or on the oven. It's not nirak and mevashel at all. And the Minchas Kohen writes, Shar Beis Parakei, Dibur Masel Vinei Divrei, that if it's Samuch, even in terms of Afzar, it's not Derech Bishel, so there's no Mefsik HaMevashel, and we're not worried about Shem Yechata, because what is Chitu going to do? Shachan Acharav, Vishnu Gimel, Sif Beis, Chitu doesn't accomplish much for... If it's not on the oven, so being mechazik b'chalim in the oven is not going to help you too much. And what about the Rambam who's machmir? So Rabbi Willi points out, Am Mordechai Siman Dalid, based on an Or Sameach. Or Sameach writes at the beginning of Perek Gimel that the Rambam l'shitaso, who thinks there are some math things that the Rambam is of the opinion that Afsaras Asi because of Mafsik and Mevashel. And putting something samuch doesn't necessarily solve the nasi kibavashal problem. If it concerns the shami achata, so then if samuch is mutter for shehiya, then samuch should be mutter for avzara. It's the same shami achata for both. If you're worried about nasi kibavashal, you could entertain that you'd be more machmir on avzara. As we saw, Lashonos and Rishonim, that there isn't even necessarily nasi kibavashal. That's what we just saw in the Rashba. But the Or Sameach presents that the Rambam is makir because he holds Mechzik of Vashem. Again, that's not Achreach because of the Rashi that we just saw, and maybe there isn't any Mechzik of Vashem either. Yeah, no?
Is there any Shita who holds Lishos Tanan by Halacha, but also that you can be a Machzir Yisnicha? Meaning the
Magna Rambam
says that
the Rambam
is just reading the Gemara and the Gemara is talking about the Lishos Tanan, and therefore, there's no Heter HaZorah B'Smicha, because the Gemara is supposed to talk about that. That's how the Riff read the Gemara, right? Right, so is there a Magna Amar against the Halacha who reads Lishos Tanan, but also you're allowed to be Matzir B'Smicha, meaning not just Shoved B'Smicha, but also being Matzir. Well,
The Tosfos and the Rashba assume that the Shai is both Rashi and Achzara, and it's Bein L'Chananya, Bein L'Chachamim.
But for Chachamim, for them, you'd be allowed to be Machzir B'Smicha as well?
That you'd be allowed to be Machzir B'Smicha as well, yeah.
Can you explain the case of Someich?
The case of Someich is I have an oven, and the oven is not Garfa Katam, but I'm placing a food item near the oven in such a way that it'll be heated by the oven.
Okay.
And the oven's not garfa katam.
Just saying, like, practically, if a person would forget to do big garfa katam, so, like, put it on the side?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. That's not, like, something you have to do, right?
Say it again?
That's not, like, a very common thing.
Well, samuch could be common. You're saying it's not common to be ain't a garfa katam?
I'm saying it's not common to heat things up.
Well, if you can heat something up on top, then the next best option may be heating something up next door.
Okay, so you're saying that, like, the circumstances.
Like. If you have a kira that's not gufuk tuma, so the best you could do would be put it besamuch. Are you allowed to do that?
Okay, besamuch is like any, like.
Samuch is not on the flame, but next to. Not above the flame, but next to the oven.
It could be like right next to the heat source, just like on the side.
It could be on the side, yeah. Meaning if you have. Yep. Okay, so lehalacha. We saw the Mechaber writes that you could be masmich, linyan, shehiya, even if it's not garbe katam. Mechaber makes no mention of hachzara. Right, that's why the Magen Avraham that we saw is Mitzayin in the Rambam that Hafsar B'Yasir B'Samach, but the Mechaber makes no explicit reference. The Ramah in the end of the Siman that we saw part of before Zantai, the Ramah writes Farnes Bayer Shindagu Lahakel the Chazara Bishabis Afilu Nicho Gabe Karka Fuadin Lismok Litanor Sheeno Garufakatam Hogel Vakadeira Dain Kham Uvisha Kosarka. Says the Mishnah Berura, "Salam ki heka delinin a chazar al gabe grufa nisvar le el demuter afil v'nichol gabe karka mikodem." Who adilin laps of lisma faithful tanur she'ena garif afil v'mido mikodem al gabe karka gam kain muter. what's he talking about? To look back at the Mishabura and Sivkat and Tesvav back in the Shia context. Mudr Lisvachla Yesh Omrim to lo shrinan hacha ki ima smicha ve'er Shabbos la shosa mishetachshach. So Yesh Omrim, he's quoting Rebbe Kivager. On the side of Shulchan Aruch, Sivkat and Dalit, that were only matir smicha for shehiyah purposes. Aval lahatzir b'shabes aser afilu v'smicha. But we would aser atzara b'smicha. V'rak l'svar ha-shniya ha-muskar v'sof ha-se'if muter afilu b'chazara al pi ha-fana mevu'arim b'sif beitz. What does he mean, Svarishnia? I think it means if you select Chananya, right? I mean, according to the Mechaber, if you select the Chachamim, then there's no heter for haksara b'smicha at all. And only according to Chananya could entertain such a heter. Aval, kamach v'anum folkam hazeh, d'agum rivava, v'daitan d'chazara b'smicha mutter l'kuli alma. Right, so back to the end, Berlocha writes, Lismo, Kide Lefim, Ashibir, Dagom, Rivava, Gracious Simon, Dibre, Magan of Ram, Muchadarama, Kayal, Smicha, Lechafila, Beshabbos. And that's the Rama says, Nogal Hakal, Bechazar, Beshabbos, to be Masmich, even if you don't have the other Tanai Azara. He says, Dochak, after the Maikam, Rambavu, Adin Lismo, the Maishaik Smicha Lechachila and Yana Nachal Gabi Karka, that's our Matr Smicha. Vio, the Hayin Yana Kailin Chazara, Shematin Vishabis, Bevokim in a Tanur, Shamina Mamashiva and Aesotanar Besakara, Badum Khamin. Yosanaf was refresh of condition of behavior, Dharma Mai Relinian Khazara. Yalkane, Shemafarish, Devi Arma, Kimo, Shebe Arnu. That the Ramah, the end of the Simon, is not talking about Hazara. He's talking, it's not talking about Smith, he's talking about Hazara. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll pick up Mitzvah Shem on Sunday with more relevance of this and then talk about Toch and Huver V'Kitma in the Kibbutz Behuver in the context of Hachzara. And we'll try to begin wrapping up Hachzara. I probably need one more shiur, but I'll try to send out the Hatmana Marmakamos. Did anyone finish the Hachzara Marmakamos yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we'll send out the Hatmana Marmakamos, but hopefully we'll start at Monday at some point next week.
Not quite.
You're in charge.
Okay.
Some of my clothes in